Hey there, and welcome to the Generic Podcast number 3. I'm going to try to keep this a little short today. I'm going to try to load it up to the above top secret podcast server, so for inclusion into BTS talk, that would be below top secret talk. And so we'll see how it goes. I'm watching my minute markers here, and I did want to touch on Jem Wolf's post, his latest podcast actually, and I did post a reply on his podcast page that, you know, Jem, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? You have an amazing voice. That accent is just fantastic. It's very thick and rich and deep and very nice to listen to. And you know you're cool. I mean, come on. You're definitely cool. And as far as popularity goes, well, you know, it is a fickle world that we live in. And off to bigger and better and newer things seems to be the motto of society in general. So don't take it personally. You do have your followers. You have your fan club. And, you know, I've got a t-shirt that has your little pug face on it, and your screen name, if you like, if it'll make you feel better. I'll go out and do that today. Uh-huh. A little sarcasm there, start your day. But no, you're cool, you're popular, don't worry about it. You also mentioned in your podcast, Jem, that ATS is apparently putting some distance, or seemingly putting some distance between themselves and the blogs. And, you know, I was thinking about it and remembering this huge website that I was managing before, which wasn't nearly as big as Above Top Secret. And thank God for it, because, you know what, those are headaches that I would not want to have. And kudos to them for, you know, that's an Excedrin headache right there. Just managing everything that they've got on Above Top Secret. And when it comes to the blogs, there's the main problem with the blogs is that they can't be categorized. And I think where ATS is right now, from an administrative and business standpoint, they're probably looking more at streamlining the entire site and keeping it new, keeping it fresh. And the blogs, you know, there's a number of problems with blogs, and I'll just sort of give you a quick rundown. Maybe you know, you can understand where they might be coming from, because they haven't really addressed it. Is that in the case of podcasts, you can categorize them. Your end user, which is, I mean, without your end user, you have no website, basically. You need to keep things simple, because the internet is effectively the fast food of communication. If a person is looking for information, and they want it fast, they want it now, and, you know, they just do a quick Google search, boom, it's on the page in front of them. And so that's what the internet mentality is. Everything's got to be fast. Everything's got to be concise. It's got to be organized and categorized. People want to know what they're getting. And podcasts are great for that, because you can categorize them. You can, you know, they've got above top secret topics. They've got below top secret topics. And they've got political topics. And so it's much easier for ATS to streamline member input through the podcast than it is through a blog. And blogs, when a person decides to journal, it's like keeping a diary. It's really something that takes practice, and the majority of people aren't skilled in doing this self-communication on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. And it's not that we're lazy, it's just it is a learned skill. It is something that has to be practiced. So a lot of people start a blog with the intention of sticking to a particular theme, or making daily entries, and it just doesn't work out that way. life, you know, intercedes and takes priority over these particular events. Blogging, podcasting is fairly quick. You just sit, you talk for 15 minutes and load it up. A blog, you know, you're looking at your words on a blank page in front of you, and it can be overwhelming for some people. It can be very daunting for others. And just trying to organize your thoughts so that what you're typing, this stuff that you're putting on the internet is legible, coherent, and has some kind of a point. We all feel that we need to be making a point, or we have no business either typing or speaking or whatever. And that is one of the number one problems with blogs, is that most people don't know how to journal. They don't have the discipline it takes to do it on a daily basis. They don't have the time that it takes to do it on a daily basis, and they don't have the skills. I have to stress, writing is a skill. Journaling is a skill. Just recounting a day into the context of a blank page is definitely a skill. Some people can do it. Some people have the interest. Some people have the ability to do it daily, weekly, whatever. Other people just, you know, it starts off with, okay, yay, I'll put this entry up, and you do a couple posts, and then it's like, okay, well, I'm done. And then you have this blog sitting up there, which, you know, when you think about it, is just more for Skeptic Overlord to do, and more for Zed to do. And, I mean, Zed's been really busy on his blog. He puts up some pretty crazy things and some interesting news items, and so that's cool. He is trying to sort of keep that going. But I think the general problems with the blogs as it relates to ATS, you could look at it more from a business standpoint than from a personal standpoint. I mean, it's not that they don't want to hear from their members. It's just, you know, it requires the members to actually be consistent in their input. And that's not really something that you can control. And their input can't be categorized on each individual page through the movable type. We have the option of categorizing each one of our posts, but ATS as a whole doesn't really have the option of categorizing that blog. You know, they probably could, but, you know, then again, is that something that Skeptic Overlord and Zed really want to wrap their head around and spend all that time putting together? I highly doubt it, with everything that they have to do, and all of the expansion plans that ATS keeps alluding to, you know, an impending TV show, and, you know, certain talks going on for purchasing and whatnot. So the blogs probably isn't high on the list of priorities of things to take care of, and then you have the added problem of them being really difficult to categorize. And as I said about the internet being the fast food of communication, people, you know, you don't want to click on a blog and find something like, for example, mine, where you have no idea what the hell this person is talking about. Like, what is this? You know, some people, I just sort of ramble, and I just put a blog up, and I do whatever the hell I want. I don't really care whether it relates to stuff on ATS. Sometimes it does, sometimes it really has nothing to do with ATS. And, you know, somebody coming from ATS looking for a conspiracy talk, or UFO theories, or UFO experiences, or, you know, or even read about my aura thingy, you know, it take a long time to search through all the crap on my blog to actually find it, whereas a podcast is a lot easier, because you give just a quick podcast description, and you put it into a category, you mark it no profanity or explicit, and boom, it's up. And the end user has a much easier time of figuring it out. Okay, is this something that I want to listen to? You know, and you also have the time there, so you know how long this lasts. In the case of this one, I'm rambling again, but you know, so I think the blogs are a good idea, but for ATS's purposes, probably does fall under that seemed like a good idea at the time kind of thing, and I don't think it would be a huge loss to ATS if they got rid of it. I think it would probably make life a lot easier. And, you know, it does kind of look sloppy, to be honest, with all these started blogs that have no content. They're just empty pages. And right now with ATS expanding and the interest in ATS really sort of peaking from a business standpoint, it would probably be in their best interest to ditch the blogs completely. And, you know, I mean, in the forums under the ATS member podcasts, when you post a podcast to ATS, you do have like a forum that goes with it. So, you know, if someone has a comment or wants to make a reply or has a question, they can always post it there, and it stays within the confines of ATS, and it's all relative to the topic. So again, you have this issue of being able to categorize the information that's being posted, and categorize the information that is intended to be relative to ATS. In one way or another, and if it's not, well, then it ends up in BTS, doesn't it? So, but it just makes it a lot easier for ATS, I think. So I think in the very near future we'll probably see the end of the blogging. I'd heard that they did at one point have email addresses, and those came out and they were relatively, you know, popular and sort of petered out, and then they got rid of it altogether. And, you know, in order to manage a website, you do have to keep things fresh. You do have to keep things new, and you always have to keep in mind that people are really fickle on the internet, and you have to have content. Content is absolute key when you're running a website, and if you haven't got that content, in the case of blogs, where some of them are started and they're just empty pages, it doesn't look well for the entire site. So it's business and administration and just for the whole site, ATS as a whole, I think the blogs really aren't necessary, and they probably will find their way, find themselves on the way out, which I don't think will be a terrible loss. We'll miss a lot of Zed's crazy posting, but I think overall it's not really a big deal. You know, in saying that too, I also have to say that, you know, I'd miss certain blogs, like Cece's blog, and Semper's, and you know, Gemwolf, and even Yarium with his heavy workload and school schedule. How he manages to find time to even make a single entry is just beyond me. You know, so I those would be missed, but you know, spend $5, get yourself a cheap microphone, plug it into your computer, and you can download a free program, Audacity. You can get it from Audacity, that's audacity.sourceforge.com. So you can download that program. You can record your little spiel in WAV format. And if you go and you download again from SourceForge, the lame MP3 encoder, you can produce yourself an MP3 and get it up onto ATS and be heard by all, and you can be categorized. And another point on that as well is that the podcasts and the replies to those podcasts can also be moderated. So again, we're looking at ATS. This is a great business tool, I think, for ATS, in the fact that they can really keep things on topic, and you know, which is something they're trying to do in the forums as well. Keep everything on topic and keep everything streamlined and get a flow going. So yeah, blogs probably on the way out, the way the emails did. And, you know, podcasting, it's not so bad. Once you get used to sitting there talking to your computer screen and having absolutely no feedback, it's not so bad. You know, it's one of the few excusable times when you can actually talk to yourself and people don't think you're weird. So anyway, that's my personal feeling on that. And so there you go. This has been Just Generic Rambling, and we're at 15 minutes. Oh, God, I think this is probably going to be too big. I may have to snip some of it, but let's see if we can get this loaded on ATS. All right, here we go. Have a good day, wherever you are.